Hi guys, welcome to our podcast, Musings Recorded. I'm your host, Vaidehi, and with me is Falak. Falak, say hi.
Hi.
Hey guys, this is literally our first episode. We are recording this, and we are quite excited and nervous at the same time. We hope you like it, and be a little gentle. That's all we got to say. Mm-hmm. So for the first episode, we are going to be talking about money. And the relationship people have with money. Not in the sense that you need to save and you need to invest. I think we all kind of know that. But more in the sense where you feel guilty for saving and you really don't know why. So I'll let Palak continue more on that.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me for this first one. Excited. But yeah, I guess I've just been thinking about my own relationship with money for a while, and starting with even recognizing that I had a really unhealthy relationship with it, and sort of trying to unpack what that was and where it was coming from. So yeah, I just kind of have thought a lot about wealth and its relationship to shame and guilt, and how it can be mobilized or used as a tool that is sort of specific to my own social location, my own lived experience. So yeah, that's like a rough, I know it's a little vague and coded right now, but maybe we can unpack it as we keep talking.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are some things I've been thinking about.
Yeah, I myself have often felt a lot of guilt whenever I used to purchase things. I remember the first time I got like a mobile phone, my father got me a mobile phone, and I was guilty for like a week that, you know, I spent my father's money on buying this stuff. And it's not healthy. It's not healthy at all when you feel that kind of guilt.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just funny that you bring up the phone, because I'm going through something similar with my dad offering to gift me a phone for my birthday that passed a few days ago.
Yeah.
And with his money, right?
Okay.
And so for some context, like I'm financially independent from my family, from a lot of privilege that, you know, living in my uncle's apartment and not having to pay rent. But anyway, so my dad was wanting to pay. I was like, yeah, fine, this is something that I can actually accept, because if it wasn't presented to me as a present, quote unquote, as a birthday present, I think if it was offered to me like 6 months later or 6 months before, I would be like, no, that's too much. But under the guise of a gift, I'm like, okay, fine, I'll accept. But then right after that, we had this like argument, and I won't get into the details of it, but just some stuff was said that he said to me before that was really hurtful and ignorant, and is the source of a lot of tension between us. And then I was like, you know what, fuck your phone. Like, I don't want your phone. Like, I don't want this financial favor, because that's not how you, it really felt like, you know, this like cliche of quote unquote buying love. And then 2 days, the way I'm going to make my peace with this is by actually accepting this phone completely without shame and just being like, fuck it. Like, I just, yeah, like, that's the best way to win.
Yeah, and you have been sharing a lot of articles with me about how to overcome this guilt mindset or this shame related to money. And do you want to talk about that? Like, that was absolutely brilliant what you shared with me.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so the thing I shared with you was just about thinking about money as a tool rather than a goal, which refocuses attention on like actual things that you want out of your life that would bring you fulfillment and happiness, right? Instead of some kind of number that you're looking for. But then I was also having this conversation with other friends, and one of my friends said this thing that really stuck with me. That I'm like completely blanking on right now. What did they say? Oh yeah, they said if you're doing anything, literally not just something related to money, but if you're taking any actions in life that feel like they're rooted in shame or guilt or are bringing up those emotions, yeah, just stop. Because that's not worth it. And that's not coming from a true and honest place. Mm-hmm. And so that's like a really simple piece of advice, I think, for any like decisions that I make with money. Because then when that shame or guilt does come up, I kind of have to dig a little bit deeper and be like, okay, why am I feeling this way? And does it make sense to feel this way? And most of the time it doesn't. So to sort of work through that. And then also I think the change in mindset is less about like guilt and shame and more about moving away from this scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset.
That's where, funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was so appalled, Rita. It was so brilliant. It was so amazing that money is actually a tool. We all know that. We all know that, but we seem to forget it. Because there's also this, you know, the entire, all kind of marketing and advertising that we see that, you know, $1 million, you need to have $1 million kind of a thing. That you suddenly start perceiving money as the goal of life. Whereas it is not the goal, it is just an enabler. And just reading that was so eye-opening, because I think we all know that somewhere, but we have completely forgotten it. And the other point as well, you know, that it's an abundance mindset instead of a scarcity mindset. So just like let our listeners know what that means, is that scarcity mindset is when you are trying to save money. And abundance mindset is when you're not sweating the small stuff and you're looking more about ways or avenues where you can earn more money. So that's the whole game changing. Like, it's about increasing your income rather than reducing your expenses.
Right. It is that. But also, I think, I mean, this is something that I'm still trying to unpack for myself as well. What an abundance mindset exactly like looks and feels like. But it's deeper than that, in the sense that money is not the only way, is not the only resource either, right? It's a tool, but also it's not the only tool. And so what are the other kinds of like quote-unquote wealth that we possess, and how do we sort of nurture gratitude towards that? Like, for me, for example, I have this huge aloe plant that I've never really thought about as something that like is precious to me and is also of like great value, right? And so those like other kinds of value that only really come into being when we pay attention to them. And then the other thing I wanted to say too was that, like, you know, money is definitely a tool, but then also it's a tool that can be used in like so many different ways. Like, billionaires are trash, right? Like, billionaires are completely trash. And I also like come from this very privileged background when I'm talking about money as a tool to like achieve other goals. But a lot of times money is a tool for
just living.
Exactly. Like basic necessities and just living. And then so for folks like me who are in this social location, the question becomes, okay, so how do I use this tool to redistribute power? And how do I use this tool to sort of communicate with people who are in my vicinity and people who are billionaires to try and get them to redistribute their own power as well through wealth and through money? Which is the other thing with like guilt and shame. Like, how do you make those decisions without coming from those places of guilt and shame, and from instead from places of accountability and responsibility towards equity and justice in the world. So yeah,
that's some pretty strong ideas. And I would like to just go back to the part where you mentioned that finding sort of gratitude in everyday life and in everyday things, and understanding that money is not the only thing that is there in your life, or I guess moving away from materialistic things more so. That was absolutely brilliant. And of course, equity and justice.
Yeah, I mean, it's we're all sort of living in this capitalistic system, right? And always being like sold things we don't need and stuff like that. And of course, it's like individual choices that we can make, that we can. What about you? What has your experience been?
So up until like very recently, I didn't even realize that feeling guilty about money was a thing. And I after I realized that I was feeling guilty, and it was probably coming from a thought process that I won't have enough of it, and whatever I have will go away if I don't save. So that's that was very, it's a very scary thought, also coming from a lot of privilege. But then again, the only reason I used to save was perhaps because I was afraid that I'm going to lose whatever I have. And I would not spend anything on things that I wanted to buy and I could afford them. And I think just understanding what made a real change for me was just understanding that, okay, money is not the goal. And yeah, just somewhere down the line, I kind of forgot about it. And I was just looking out to making more money and having absolutely no idea what I'm going to do with it. So yeah, money cannot be the goal. That part really hit me, and I think that did the work of changing my mindset.
Yeah, I mean, if you really like think about it in a really literal sense, if money was your goal, then you would literally just have these like pieces of paper basically that like paraded around as currency, right?
That's
just
true.
Have like what like, do you
just have, like, what do you do with it? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean that's this is actually reminding me of the Breaking Bad scene. Have you watched that show?
I haven't. I know. This is pop culture crime, but I haven't.
No, that's fine. For anyone who might know this, but there's a scene where this person is a drug dealer, right? And ends up making like so much money, and just has all this cash that ends up stored in this garage/locker room, and then it's just this like massive literally physical pile of money, and they just don't know what to do with it, and so they're like finding ways to hide it, finding ways to like keep it somewhere. And his wife at one point goes that she has to like come in to maintain it, mm-hmm. as if a physical, like if it was a physical object, like it had to be sprayed down so that there wouldn't be like insects and stuff, you know. which is like such a good way of making something that's so abstract into this like physical thing, and
yeah,
just to be like absurdity when you don't think of it as a tool.
That's hilarious. That's absolutely
yeah.
Oh my, just imagine, I'm imagining her taking a cloth and dusting each note and just wiping it clean. Oh man, that's hilarious. I don't know if any of this made sense. If this made sense, let us know. And also let us know if other topics that you want us to discuss about and you've been thinking about them. And yeah, just shift your mindset. Be more expansive. Be more abundant. So I think we'll just sign off. Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye. So yeah, Google Pay us.
Yeah, Google Pay us if you want us to continue.